Overview. I enjoyed this ridiculous concept of a story. It was a fun romp through a mixture of sci-fi and fantasy. Blurb. On a parallel Earth similar to ours, a barbarian king and an evil cheerleader switch bodies, threatening to destabilize the entire multiverse. That's just the tip of the adolescent iceberg in the race against time to set things right. Teen genius Peter and master strategist Yun face off against a world-devouring monster. Tons of profanity. Idiot demon jocks. Copious psychedelics. An airborne kiss at 300 miles per hour, dangling from the back of a mushroom-shaped mecha. This is the high school experience you've always wanted. But more importantly, it's the high school experience you so richly deserve. Story. Bodies switch between a barbarian leader on a parallel world and a cheerleader on Earth. Two teens who have the knowledge to switch them back. And a demigod who appears as various things from a dog to a bicycle to a supercar to a. The stability of the universe is at stake, and unless Peter and Yun can defeat an evil demigod and an equally evil company, that's the end of everything. I don't want to say more, except that I love the velociraptor steeds of the barbarians. Except for a couple of occasions when Mr. Wayne mentions them rearing. Since velociraptors are two-legged creatures, I found that I could not conceive of this idea. Characters. The characters are fun and varied. Yun is the strategist behind the operation, and Peter the scientist. I loved Gorthank, the barbarian leader, who found himself in the body of a teenage girl. His reaction to this was interesting. As was the reaction of Holly, the girl cheerleader who ended up in Gorthank's body. But she became more nasty and evil. The characters did change throughout the story, adapting to their circumstances, Gorthank for the better, and Holly for the worse. I don't want to say more. Writing. The writing was good. Very few things that irritated me. Summary. I give the book 4. If you've read anything else by Mr. Wayne, you will find this very different. Although it is about teenagers, I would not recommend it for teens to read. There is much swearing and some sex. It is a fun read. If you would like to receive an exclusive, free short story by me, called The Haunted Table, simply click the link. This will take you to the page where you can download it. Send me my free story. Maria and Tom have bought an antique table for the old cottage they have bought. When they hear strange noises in the night that sound like crying, they worry their house is haunted, but the sounds seem to come from the table. They set about trying to find what is causing the disturbances. The answer is stranger than either of them had thought. Clicking the link will add your email address to my email list, but don't worry, you can unsubscribe immediately if you wish. Nor will you get any spam. I only send out an email each quarter, or if I have any exciting news like a new release.